Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thank you all for coming to this staff meeting. With the summer holidays approaching, we're expecting a lot more daytime visitors to our library. Next month will be the start of our youth literacy program. We want to get more children and teenagers interested in reading. The book club meetings for this event are currently supposed to last 2 hours. I think this is a bit too long, so I suggest changing them to 1 hour. I'll explain my reasons for this. While I'm doing so, please make sure you sign the attendance sheet that I'm passing around.
Number 71. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 72. What does the speaker suggest changing? Number 73. What are the listeners asked to do? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Coulter. This is Maria from the property management office. The resurfacing project for the apartment building's lot will not be finished today as previously announced. I told the construction company that we had 40 spots, but it's actually 60, so they didn't bring enough materials. I'm sorry about that issue. You won't be able to use the lot until Saturday morning. I've got a temporary street parking pass for you here at the office, so please come pick it up.
Number 74. What does the speaker say has been delayed? Number 75. Why does the speaker make an apology? Number 76. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk. Welcome, everyone, to this VIP tour of Tacoma Studios. I hope you have an enjoyable time as you learn about how we produce our movies from start to finish. We'll tour both current and old sets, and you might even see some filming going on. Throughout the tour, please don't hesitate to share your questions. I'll do my best to answer them. Before we begin, however, I'd like you to look over the handout I gave you, which explains our policy regarding what you can and cannot photograph. Since this tour includes a free lunch, I'll be passing out vouchers for our on-site cafe once the tour is finished. So don't leave without one. Number 77. Where does the speaker work? Number 78. According to the speaker, what should the listeners do first? Number 79. What does the speaker say the listeners will receive at the end of the tour? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following information.
Good afternoon. I'm Sue Miller, and I'd like to thank you for coming to this orientation session. I'll be teaching you all about what to expect from our company in general and your role specifically. To start off, I have some written materials to pass out. A lot of people say that it's better to have you read the policies on your own, but we're going to go through them together. You can get your questions answered right away. After the first two sessions, we'll have a break at 4 o'clock for coffee and snacks. After that, you'll hear a talk from the company's president.
Number 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 81. Why does the speaker say?
You can get your questions answered right away.
Number 82. What will take place at 4 p.m.? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
You're listening to Business Time on Radio 89.6 FM. Our guest today is Ayan Naidu, owner of a successful accounting firm in Oakhurst. His business started with just a few people, but it has grown to a staff of over 30, and it continues to grow. Mr. Naidu knows firsthand the challenges of managing a business. He's got some great tips on how to make your staff efficient and avoid wasting time. He'll be sharing those with you today. If you have a specific inquiry for Mr. Naidu, be a part of the discussion by emailing us through the station's homepage. We look forward to hearing from you.
Number 83. What kind of business does Mr. Naidu own? Number 84. What will Mr. Naidu discuss during the broadcast? Number 85. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following instructions.
Before we open the store, I just want to remind you that we have author Colette Ward coming next week for a book signing event. Be sure to tell shoppers about it and encourage them to attend. We've moved Ms. Ward's latest book to a large display near the checkout area. As for her other novels, we haven't done anything, so you know where they are. Please ignore the work schedule that I emailed on June 3rd. I've made some adjustments due to the event, so I'll be sending a new one later today.
Number 86. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 87. What does the speaker suggest when he says,
"We haven't done anything"?
Number 88. What does the speaker mention about the schedule issued on June 3rd? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report. It's 5 o'clock, time for the community news report. City officials have announced plans for a cleanup day at Bonway Park this Saturday. Volunteers from around the community will assist with picking up litter, planting flowers, and painting playground equipment. Local hardware store Chester Hardware has generously contributed paint and brushes for the project. If you are interested in volunteering for this project, please call Robert Tyndall at the City Planner's office. Please note that water will be provided, but volunteers are encouraged to bring a packed lunch if they plan to stay all day. To see before and after photographs of the park, check out the city's website after the weekend. Number 89. What is the main topic of the report? Number 90. According to the speaker, what has a local business done? Number 91. According to the speaker, what can listeners do on the website? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Ferguson. It's Tiffany Baldwin from Alston Renewables. I got your message saying that you are interested in having solar panels installed on the rooftop of your office building. By using our products, you can greatly reduce your monthly electricity bills. We installed a system at Shoal Tech a few months ago, and they cut their bills by 80% without making any other changes. As you can see, the system easily pays for itself over time. I would be happy to visit your business next week to discuss the options further. I'll be out of town on business on Tuesday, but any other day is okay. Please call me back at 555-7799.
Number 92. What does the speaker's business most likely specialize in? Number 93. Why does the speaker say?
They cut their bills by 80%.
Number 94. What does the speaker plan to do on Tuesday? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following broadcast and information.
You're listening to Home Solutions, the show that brings tips to all of those mums and dads out there trying to keep things running smoothly. And speaking of smooth, we've got some tasty smoothie recipes for you today. They're easy to make, and you can get your kids to eat more fruit. Now, the thing I love about smoothies is that you can just use what you have on hand. For example, the other day, I didn't have any almond milk, so I used cream and ice cubes instead. It was delicious. We'd like to hear what you think of these recipes and our show, so please leave a comment on our website.
Number 95. Who is the broadcast intended for? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which recipe has the speaker tried adjusting? Number 97. What are the listeners encouraged to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following instructions and schedule. It's a pleasure to welcome you all to the annual conference of video game developers. I hope you enjoy meeting others in your field. Lunch will be served in room 103 at 12:30 p.m., so don't forget to tell the staff at the registration desk whether you want the vegetarian roll or the ham sandwich. Also, please note that there has been a change in the schedule. The speaker for the 11 o'clock time slot missed his flight. Therefore, Keith Baxter will be filling in with a different presentation at 11 o'clock. Before we begin, Daniel Holland, who oversees all of this building's operations, will give you a quick safety briefing about fire evacuation procedures. Number 98. What are the listeners reminded to do? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which talk has been replaced? Number 100. Who is Daniel Holland?